in the waters of the Gaza Sea, Khalid and his team are putting their final touches to a ship they began building for a month ago. They're tired, yet excited it's nearly ready. But there are obstacles to navigate.
This boat is going to support 15 families when it sails, but Israel doesn't allow the import of any of its parts. We're forced to manufacture every part locally with our own hands, which takes huge effort and time.
With Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip in its 14th year, Khalid and his team have been forced to use simple tools and local handmade parts to construct their boat. They gathered dozens of eucalyptus trees from around the strip to build the hull after attempts to import wood failed. After Israel eased restrictions in July to allow fishermen to sail up to 15 nautical miles from the shore, Khalid decided to speed up construction. But he says he was shocked to find he was not allowed to import an engine and generator to operate it, nor flashlights and new fishing nets. Fiberglass used to fill spaces between planks of wood was also denied. All this led to the cost of building the vessel increasing threefold.
This ship is 6 meters wide and 21 meters long, and is designed to revive the boat-making industry in the Gaza Strip that was destroyed as fishing declined after Israel imposed restrictions on the enclave, including at sea, and banned the imports of equipment needed to repair and launch vessels.
On the shores of Gaza lie dozens of vessels that were wrecked or damaged by fire and shells from Israeli gunboats over the past 15 years. This area is known as the graveyard of boats. Most fishermen are reluctant to go to sea.
There is a total control by Israel on the Gaza Sea and the fishermen. There's constant shooting towards them, regular arrests, and boats are confiscated. This is all in addition to the continuous closing of the sea, which threatens the livelihood of the people here and the economy in Gaza.
Khalid has been building ships for decades, but this is his first in 15 years. And he says, despite the obstacles, he's determined to put it to sea. Yumna Sayed, Al Jazeera, Gaza.